Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. Jeff Garlin is handsome. Detective Gene Handsome, that is. Follow him through the streets of Los Angeles as he tries to solve the mysteries of homicide and his own life. Handsome, now streaming only on Netflix.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the club with a purple thing on every table that glows like the strangest bayou a person has ever been in. They've got large purple fireflies throughout the room. It's absolutely beautiful to look at and very distracted if you're distracting if you're high. That's right, it's Zadies and Rosemont Ernie! Formerly adjacent to Toby Keith's I Love This Fucking Tax Problem. I know you guys from several visits to this particular club, and especially from Thursday night. There's going to be some name tags, so I don't even have to ask at this part of the show. You're just going to take them out anyway. What I was driving at is I don't need to see them, but now I'm seeing them. Did you have that yesterday with the Target on your shirt? You had a different name tag. Yeah. Wow. Alex is killing it with the terrible, horrible, no good name tags. I mean, that's the name of the movie that you put your name on, right? Yeah, okay. Cliff Hanger. And your name is Cliff?
Yeah.
So all you did was just bring the poster? See, the listeners are probably like, that guy just brought the poster, but you did a really nice job of replacing Sylvester Stallone with me, which I appreciate. And thanks for doing that. It looks really cool. Good job. Shane Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of Rain Man. I get it. What's this Goodwill Hunting thing? Is your name good? Oh, no, it's not Goodwill Hunting. It's Shawshank Redemption. when both of the faces are covered with two white guys, I don't know. It could have been Good Will Hunting. I knew I shouldn't have started talking about the name tags. Finding Nico. That's a pretty big name tag. Somebody tweeted at me the other day, or maybe they wrote it on Instagram, but they said, you need to tell people to stop bringing giant name tags because it's unfair to the name tags that are behind them. And I gotta say, I can't disagree with the person, but also I'm not gonna do it. Just the way Nico is holding hers, you're her, right? I can't see because of the big name tag in front of you. Hey, Nico! I mean, let's face it, it's kind of a girly sign also. A girl made it, really? That's awesome. That's a good one. Lots of great ones here, so congratulations to all of you for being so talented. And good luck. Good luck being chosen. What's the matter? Are you okay? Okay. I thought something happened over there. You guys were talking about something. Yeah, you're sitting right there. So when you're chatting about things, I'll be like, what? And then you both sit there like, do your show, asshole. Hey, you're back. You were over there the other night. Last night. Were you here last night, Donuts? Target Donuts? What's your real name so I can stop calling you that?
Alex.
Alex, okay. So for those of you that were here or weren't here or are just listening, Alex is the one that Colt Cabana threw a donut at very, very hard. Colt Cabana's seat was the one there on that other end, and he stood up, maybe even walked closer to... Alex, I mean, a big target on your shirt. You were definitely asked for it, but he was giving it way too hard. Because he just stood right in front of him, and without any kind of warning to any of us, just nailed him with it. I think it made a thump you can hear over the buzzing sound. All right, Doug plugs. Do you a Getting Doug with High viewer or listener? Is that where that came from? Because it was like, yeah, like because of pot topics, people think that Doug plugs needs a theme. Doug plugs. Doug plugs. Doug plugs. I don't like any of them. I am excited to announce that Doug Loves Movies will return to, pronounce it however you want, I'm going with Talia Hall in Chicago on Wednesday, August 23rd. It should be on sale soon or now. Yeah, I had a lot of fun there last August 23rd. I believe it was exactly the same date. I forget if they allowed donuts. It feels like they did. They did? They confiscated them? Okay, I'll look into that. You mean an episode where the listeners don't have to hear that bullshit? Like, for a while, I was pushing all the donut throwing to the end so that people listening that hate it can just, like, skip. They could just stop, turn it off, not listen to it. And, people seem to like that. And then just over time, it's just gone back to, I just am throwing donuts the whole time. I completely fucking forgot that worked out pretty nice when I did it that way. And I should have kept doing it. I just feel very confessional today. With you guys, because it's always I ate next door earlier, several hours earlier, and saw a bunch of you outside queued up to come in, and it really warmed my heart because because like people going to see Guardians of the Galaxy, they just walk in during the trailers, no respect at all. I got a few more things I want to plug. Sunday, May 14th, it's my annual traditional Mother's Day taping of Douglas Movies at Comedy Works in downtown Denver. And then Monday, May 15th, we're back in L.A. at Meltdown Comics. And Houston's May 24th, San Antonio May 27th, Charlotte June 3rd. Lots of dates coming up, and you can check them all out at DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. A Parnapkin is the name of a past and future guest, Aparna Nancherla, on Twitter. And she tweeted, saw a black plastic bag delicately floating in the wind and sincerely thought American Beauty 2 better feature some bags of color. This has been a Tweet Relief All Bags Matter edition. Oh, and also, heads up, listeners, there won't be a new Douglas Movies to listen to until the Mother's Day episode plops, which will be the day after Mother's Day. So be sure to check out Dining with Doug and Karen, Getting Doug with High, and Douglas Minis if you need new Doug content in your ears. I can't believe I wrote that down. Yeah, everybody wants Doug content in their ears. Sounds disgusting. I'm going to sort out what's in the prize bag, what I brought when I see what my guest brought, because I feel like, you know, usually I feel pretty strong and like I'm going to have the best stuff, but I think one of these guys might beat me today. Please give a big warm welcome to Adam Kempinar, Maddie Ryan, and Jeff Tate. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
How do you like these stools? Do you like these stools?
They're all right.
I mean, there's a wall behind us, so you could just lean on the wall, I guess.
Dope.
That's kind of like it has a back, but then the little tiny back that it does have jams up into your ass when you...
A little bit.
When you lean back like that.
I know, that part's free.
When we were eating lunch today, Jeff said a lot of people come up to him, when they meet him in person, they're surprised he's not black.
It happens. People, more than I ever thought growing up, that I would eventually hit my mid-30s, and people would be like, I heard you on a podcast, but I thought you were black. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
Let's meet my guests individually, starting with, we got two first-time players on the show. Yeah. Starting with, if you love movie podcasts, I'm sure you're familiar with the Film Spotting podcast. Woo! And this is Adam Kempinar from that particular
hey, Doug.
Thing. Film Spotting.
That's it.
Was that like the first name you thought of for it and you just went with it, or did you have other options?
The show actually was Cinecast.
Oh, it started off as Cinecast.
Yeah.
And then
we were that
why'd
about
you change
year?
It to Film Spotting?
Because someone wanted to sue us.
That's a great reason.
Yeah.
Why hasn't Danny Boyle or somebody threatened you over Film Spotting?
He's been on the show twice.
And nice.
Both times he's made the joke that he probably will have a lawyer contact us. So it hasn't happened yet, fortunately.
He's consistently fun, that guy.
He's great.
I love it. Love anybody who makes the same joke every time you see them. Never
gets
old.
8 years apart.
Doesn't get old at all. Oh, wow, really? Yeah.
You should change the name to Slum Pod Millionaire.
Or Steve Jobs. That's not, that doesn't work.
Steve Pods.
Yeah, I told you it didn't work.
No. I mean, even when you do it right, it still kind of falls flat.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you did it right.
A pod less ordinary.
All right. I guess we're playing a game already. can't, you, the audience can't play. But sunshine, what would you even do with that?
Pod shine.
Really? Not sun pod?
Suncast. Nope. Nope.
Oh, that's right. We don't necessarily have to say pod, do we?
No. We should go back to 2 minutes ago when I didn't know that was a Danny Boyle movie. And it wasn't part of this game. It's when you add sunshine in, it really fucks up this game.
Like a Little Miss Podshine.
There, that's good.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, thanks
pretty
a lot. You really
I
saved
had to ring
us.
In. I was trying. You know, there's a that low was,
that's
silence.
That's exactly what we needed. Yeah.
Podshine.
One more question about film spotting.
Yes.
You do a regular segment on that program where you, you and the other people on the show with you have to name your top five of a particular genre. Like, how specific do the genres get that you have to do that with?
They hopefully get really specific. They're better when they are. One of the last ones we did that was really fun was we talked about the Lost City of Z.
Yeah.
So we did the movie expeditions that we would go on.
Oh. Top five movie expeditions you'd go on. Jeff seems like he's got an answer.
Wait, is it like...
I got one.
Okay.
I'd go to the chocolate factory, and when Willie says, don't touch that, I wouldn't touch it.
I also wouldn't call him Willie.
I feel like Mr. Wonka's a little weirder.
Weirder?
Right, but
weirder than little, hello, Willie.
I didn't know you were going to put on a voice.
Why won't you? You got to be a child like, why won't you let me touch it, Willie?
That's a creepier way for sure.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Definitely.
Doesn't work at all.
Yeah, well, in the, yeah.
Thank you for being here, Adam.
Thank you.
And also joining us for the first time ever is Chicago comedy phenom, Matty Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
Is whistling like a Chicago thing? Is that like why there's so much whistling here and why Graham Elwood does it so much?
We're an exuberant bunch.
Yeah, right?
It's true.
Also, I guess you got to be good at that at sporting events.
True.
Yeah. Not so much here, though. I say that more for the people sitting, like, over here it's a little piercing, but someone's sitting right next to them when they're doing that. That can't be good.
Especially if it's, like, the fingers in the mouth, the really, really loud one. Yeah. That can be aggressive.
Yeah, you guys, I'm saying how much unpleasant I find it, and he just keeps doing it.
is Graham here?
That's what I was trying to say.
Matt, how are you on the old motion picture trivia? Do you think you can hold your ground here
With these guys, for sure not. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting evening. Afternoon, right. What is this?
And yeah, it's... yeah.
It's the middle, 420.
There. Yeah, and we're going to have a lifeline for you at one point that can
Perfect.
Help you out. So
was it one of the dudes who we got super high with before this thing? Because I wasn't used to smoking weed with 9 strangers and then doing a show right away, so... That plus my limited film knowledge is going to make for a really interesting guest on this podcast tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm jazzed.
I think you're going to do great.
It's going to be a hoot.
I think that's going to be a real performance enhancer for you.
So far not, but we'll see. Maybe it'll sink into it.
Yeah. Well, did you think of, this is like a easier way into the game portion, did you think of an expedition that you would go on, a movie expedition?
Yeah, I went to like all the Indiana Jones ones right away.
You'd go do those things?
Yeah, I would, if I could be his sidekick, you know what I mean? If he could show me the ropes, then I'd be down.
All right. That seems dangerous.
I know, but I'm up for it.
All right. In that case, I'm going to hang out with the girls in Spring Breakers and murder a lot of people. Do you remember what your top one was, Adam?
I knew you were going to ask me that. No, I don't. It involved air conditioning, not going anywhere near a jungle.
But you do a lot of those top fives. You've done many of them, right?
And about 500 or so.
Yeah. And so do you have one that comes to mind as like your favorite one? Or one? Here's an even better question. I take that one back.
But I have an answer to that one.
Okay, go ahead. The host that's disappointed, openly disappointed in where the conversation is going. All right, say it.
That was my favorite part in Frost Nixon when he was like, oh, come on, man. On day four when you see him.
I forgot what my question was. Favorite one?
Favorite one? Favorite one, top five movie tattoos that we would get. So tattoos inspired by movies.
Oh, okay.
Not tattoos on people in movies.
Okay, I think Jeff's got one.
I have two.
I got a Han Solo tattoo and an
Evil Dead tattoo.
There you go.
What does the Evil Dead tattoo say?
It doesn't say anything. It's the chainsaw boomstick crossed right here.
Wow.
I have two jackets on, though, so only one of you is going to see it.
How does it work? Are there names in a hat?
Yep. You guys remember on your way in when you had to put your names in a hat? Now you know why. One of you is going to get fucked later. One lucky winner.
Oh, shit.
I replaced all the names with mine, so I'm excited. I'm jazzed.
Looks like we both got lucky.
Big time.
I'm thinking like a tattoo of Tattoo from a Fantasy Island. Wait, that's a movie. Yeah, Knick-Knack from James Bond's. Which one is he in? Man with a Golden Gun. Man with a Golden Gun was Knick-Knack. Hervé Villechaize.
Knick-Knack was the main villain in 007's Give a Dog a Bone.
What?
He had to fight Knick-Knack and Paddywhack. It was a real... It's my favorite one.
It was a little... You're so stupid. Only one lucky winner. Oh, so let's go ahead and say it. Jeff Tate is here.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Man, it was hard to keep quiet till I was introduced.
Yeah, some black guy was in your spot.
I saw him on his way out. He was real handsome.
How's it going, Jeff?
Good. Sahara. That's the expedition I would go on because, not because that movie was very good, but because those dudes seem cool. Steve Zahn and Matthew McConaughey, those seem like fun stoners to hang out with. Try to find a boat that sank in a desert? Come on. Indiana Jones.
I think
Jones.
You just need to think about it some more.
I should probably, yeah. I'll tell you later.
I think you can come up with a better one. You were just complaining about how hot it was in Phoenix, and now you want to go to the Sahara with Matthew McConaughey.
That's a good point. There's not many expeditions to temperate climates. A lot of the cool shit that got lost in the early days of civilization got lost because it was hot.
Or cold or swampy or something.
Yeah, something terrible.
Undesirable.
Some climate where you drop it and you're like, fuck it.
Oh, you mean you drop it like it's hot?
Yeah.
Doug loves music too, you guys. So, Jeff, you've thrown a donut or two in your day.
I have, yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, I have.
Yesterday, our friend Colt Cabana, from where you're sitting, he stood up first, though, threw a donut at the target on this gentleman's chest.
Was it the same guy?
And he was sitting right there. Yeah, and the same guy.
Oh, man. Just back for more.
You even brought a donut for someone to do that to you? Jeff, would you do the honors? Hit him as hard as you can. Hit that target as hard as you can from close range. Yeah, keep both of your jackets on. Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit, this is the reason I brought this up in the first place. The club asked me to put them in Ziplocs first.
Did you just hear somebody screaming from the back? Ziploc!
Ziploc, Ziploc!
Oh, this one's more dangerous.
I got a faulty one that's not working. Okay, there you go.
Ramp it up, keep it safe.
Safe donut tossing.
Oh, man.
There you go. Just hit him in the chest.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so if any more donuts make it up onto the stage, we have to bag them before we throw them. And they were like, oh, we don't mind that it makes a mess. It's just we've got a show right after yours. We don't have time to clean it up. If they had time, they'd be happy to clean it up. All right, Jeff, I got another question for you.
Okay.
I think you know the answer, because you were told me earlier. What was the last movie you saw?
Free Fire.
And?
Yeah, I fucking loved it.
Okay, good.
That movie is awesome. I guess it hasn't come out in Chicago yet. It has. That
it has, like, unfortunately, not been greeted with, it hasn't gotten much attention for whatever reason, but it is a very interesting movie, because it's basically a bunch of characters in a warehouse with guns.
Yeah, it's great.
That's basically what it is.
It's and so it's, good.
It's really, it's pretty nuts.
There's
and,
like, I read
and
the
lots
synopsis.
Of really good actors, but no like marquee name to speak of.
I went to read the synopsis and it said, set in a colorful 1970s Boston. And then I stopped reading. I was like,
that's all you need to know, right?
That's all I need to know, yeah. It's not in black and white, and it's in Boston, so you kind of hope everybody dies.
I'm at Laugh Boston in June.
I mean, except for those people. Except for the cool ones.
Okay, great. I had no idea you had so much animosity towards Boston.
I don't. I was just trying
Cheers
to
Cheers is your out. Favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
Fucking, you don't want Sam Malone to die.
No. No, I don't. I mean, that's a good point. The movie's good. It's a big shootout.
Cheers, the movie?
Cheers, the movie is sweet. Most people die in that one. Eventually.
I can't wait for Jeff to... Jeff has not seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 yet, and I can't wait for him to see it because I think he'll love it, but also there's a few things I'd like to discuss with him about it that are pretty funny that happen in it. Yeah, that was pretty heavy spoiler I just laid down. it's a movie and things happen in it that me and my friend might have co-appreciation of.
That guy, I guess the options with that guy's mouth is whistling or just rando.
Spoiler!
I can't even whistle.
You think it's the same guy?
It's over there. Right? It's coming from that way.
It's coming from the direction of Boston? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
The first show in Boston sold out, so buy tickets to the second one. It's on Father's Day. What was the last movie you saw there, Adam?
Long Strange Trip. It's a documentary about the Grateful Dead that I think is coming out later
this month.
Did you
watch all of it?
No, because like a dead show, apparently it's 4 hours long.
Yep. Oh,
and I'm 2 hours into it. It's really good. I plan to finish it.
I can't wait to see that. So
the last movie I finished was Lucky. Harry Dean Stanton. It was a big hit at South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's amazing in it.
You like
it? It's a good
film.
I do.
Did you see awards for Mr. Harry Dean Stanton?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Because I like having award winners on this program.
Mm-hmm.
He was on it that one time. No reason to have him back. Oh, we did it, and he was great. And then we named a game after him and everything. What about you there, Maddie?
This movie I saw was Sicario, which I believe is a couple years old. I'm like everyone's weird aunt that like sees things way too late.
But the weird aunt wouldn't even remember it's called Sicario.
Yeah,
she'd start describing it to you, and you'd be like, I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. Then it finally hits you. Oh, Sicario.
Scario.
And did you like it?
I loved it.
It's good stuff, right?
Really good.
Intense.
Yeah, very intense.
Yeah. Good part for Emily Blunt. She's always good, except for when she's playing some sort of queen in a movie I don't care about.
What movie is that?
Huntsman and the something or other.
Okay, the Snow White?
No. The sequel.
The other one.
Yeah, what was that called? The Winter something.
The Huntsman and the Winter Time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not Winter Soldier. Nick Fury just comes traipsing through the snow. recruiting.
Hey, lady, you and your dwarves, get over here. You're going to join, isn't that Nick Fury?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have a new question. I have a new question that I ask all of my guests now when I remember to ask it. And this is the second show this has happened in, I think. Who'd like to go first?
Jeff.
Okay,
I'll
Jeff.
Go first.
Jeff, tell me, and you've done this before successfully, so maybe you'll do it again tonight. What's the best movie that I haven't seen? A few years ago, you recommended Cold in July to me, and I thought that movie was great. Which reminds me, there's a new thing coming out by the Cold in July people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a series, maybe.
Oh, Happen Leonard.
Yes.
I watched that. Yeah, it's like a $10 Justified or whatever. Like, it's not quite Justified, but it's...
It's good, though?
It's pretty good, yeah.
All right.
They say they really just have nothing happens until the last scene, and you're like, oh, fuck you. Now you gotta watch the next one. But there's only six, so it's good.
All right, so do you have one for me, the best movie I've never seen?
I mean, I've seen so many movies, and they're all bad. I really liked, fuck. You've seen Safe Men, right?
Yeah.
Well, what if I just said the best movie nobody else in this room has seen except for you? Because that would be Safe Men.
Okay. Do you have one, Adam?
We think a great movie, Citizen Kane, comes to mind. I'm sure you've seen it. Yeah. So I'm going The Magnificent Ambersons. Another
Wells. Smart. Very smart. I've never been able to get through it. Not as entertaining as Citizen Kane. But you love it?
It's good. Really good.
Okay.
Not Kane, but it's good.
Right. That's the problem. It's not Kane. Maddie?
There's this documentary called Long Strange Trip about the Grateful Dead. It comes out
well,
next month and Adam's only 2 hours into it.
We moved on
because really
he
great.
Said that he hadn't seen all of it, but I would have responded if we hadn't moved on with, I've seen it.
It comes out next
all
month.
All of it.
The whole, all four
I've
hours?
I've seen all of it, yeah. And it comes out on May 28th in New York and Los Angeles, and shortly after that on, you know, on demand or whatever.
Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Don't tell me what happens to Jerry.
Jerry Garcia gets fatter. He definitely eats a lot of his own ice cream. Because that band was around for a long time. He was a pretty svelte guy, you know, like he had a little belly on him, but he was like, you know, he wasn't fat, you know. And then,
in like the early 60s, he got fat pretty quick.
You think he got fat quick? Did pretty you see quick. Long Strange Trip?
I saw.
Did you
sit through
4 hours of this shit?
Adam was talking to me about it before most of it. He caught me up pretty good on the first 2 hours.
Jerry Garcia used a real, like a unique, real starch heavy brand of heroin. It's a proprietary blend that he created. It's just cupcake mix. That all comes out in the back half of that doc.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I only saw the last 2 hours of it, so I don't know where they came from, but all of a sudden there's a band and he's got his own heroin.
So, Adam, you quit watching at intermission?
Yes.
And it was, wasn't it? Did it make you laugh that there's no cliffhanger? It just suddenly goes intermission. And you go, okay, I guess that's been enough for now.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's a really good documentary. And but I saw like a press screening of it, so I'm not supposed to talk about it for another week.
Did Scorsese do it?
Yeah, he produced it.
Scorsese. I heard about
that one. Yeah. And it was directed by noted documentarians who made a couple other great documentaries that I can't think of right
Amir
now.
Amir Barlev.
What?
Amir Barlev.
That's the dude that
my
made
kid
it.
Could paint that.
There you
and
go.
And the Tillman story.
All right. So Jeff and Matt, you might as well just take off. We have a winner.
No. I'm in trouble up here.
You think so?
I do. Jeff is good.
Okay. This is going to be exciting.
I'm no threat for sure.
Sounds like you got all those boring movies locked up, though.
It's my specialty.
I prefer a higher body count than just the singer.
and put that one in a plastic bag. I forgot to ask you guys about the prize bag, or say what I brought for the prize bag.
Yeah, what'd you bring?
Okay. I was going to make you guys go first, but I'll do it. I brought a book called The Psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. The Snibble Snibbin. Basically, it's the Mushroom Bible.
Very
for
cool.
For anyone.
Who
nobody?
Likes a party.
Okay, I'll hang on to that. And then. Oh, wow. Nope, I don't have one. Sorry. Guy wanted one of the Christmas bongs, but I don't have one in here. I try not to fly with bongs. I brought some of the pipes, but I didn't bring enough of them. Here's a copy of Time Out Los Angeles. I know you're familiar with Time Out Chicago. What's going on in L.A. that I can't go to? It should be called FOMO Magazine. A copy of my CD and a bunch of various fun-size candies. Oh, wow, I just pulled out two, and they were both... Oh, Almond Joy and Mounds.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes you feel like one of them, and then, but sometimes you get both. We don't have the rights,
yeah.
Sir.
I just love that he was helping you finish that like you weren't doing a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got nuts in it.
I play the dumb guy so well, even I don't know when I'm doing it sometimes.
I brought a couple of different types of tea from the hotel room. Yeah, it's not one of my better efforts. What do you got, Maddie?
A graphic novel of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah.
From this cool bookstore in Chicago called Quimby's on North Avenue. Nice.
That's very cool. Did you sign it?
Nope.
I love signing things that have nothing to do with. what do you got there for us, Adam?
I got a few things. I have two film spotting t-shirts, blue and black.
Whoa! Two different colors?
Indeed.
Nice. Set for
too.
The weekend.
And a book that a Film Spotting listener wrote called 26 Short Screenplays for Independent Filmmakers. So if there's anyone out there that wants to make a film, here you go. And there's a coupon inside. My co-host, Josh, has a book coming out June 6th called Movies or Prayers. And there's a postcard so you can get that if you're curious.
Yeah, your co-host has got kind of a religious angle going.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I brought three DVDs that all have Chicago connections. The Breakfast Club, of course. Mm-hmm. Fictional town of Shermer, Illinois, shot in the actual suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
I have Dark City, which Roger Ebert named his number one movie of 1998, which is the reason why I watched the movie, and I'm a big fan of it.
No way. 98?
Yeah.
Armageddon? Who's Roger Ebert? What kind
number
of fucking
two.
Shithead don't like Armageddon? What happens in your movie?
Roger
what happens
Ebert.
In mine is some cool dudes blow asteroid in half.
Roger Ebert loves Dark City so much that I was disappointed when I saw it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how much he loves it. Yeah, he oversold it a little bit.
He does the commentary on the DVD.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's super into it.
It's the commentary is just him going, seriously, it's really good.
Pretty much.
This part isn't boring.
And the last movie...
Just try to stay awake.
So there's a great production company here in Chicago called Cartemquin Films. They did Hoop Dreams and other Steve James documentaries, among other docs. And they have a great film from 1968 called Inquiring Nuns, where two nuns just go around the city and ask people, are you happy? And they made a film out of it. And it's pretty wonderful.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you people say interesting shit to a nun.
They do.
Right? Thank you for all of that. That's amazing. I was just babbling somewhere recently about how you know how great it was that Siskel and Ebert they were so into the movie Hoop Dreams that they sort of made it like one of the first successful documentaries at the box office because they pushed it so hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that same dude made that made The Inquiring Nuns. Very cool. And he also made Life Itself, the Ebert documentary, which is also terrific if you haven't seen it. Jeff, what do you got?
I have a copy of my album. It's called Jeff Tate Again. One of you can win it, and some of the rest of you could buy one on your way out. I have a pen that has my website on it, and the summer movie preview issue of Entertainment Weekly.
Oh!
It's the scoop on 110 biggest films of the summer, including a lot of these.
Can you Wonder imagine Woman? Seeing 110 movies in one summer? That seems excessive.
It does, especially...
It's like one a day. more than one a day.
Yeah, you have to have a four-month summer.
And I don't think you have that here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be rude, but I feel like your summer's a bit truncated.
Mm-hmm. And they don't go to the movies. They go down to the lake with their skates.
Dark City.
You brought this stuff in a bag, didn't you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's the rest of my CDs that they could buy.
Oh, you got
to
keep that bag. Yeah. All right. Well, now it's filled warning with candy. To the winner, this bag is it's way too much shit in this bag now. So good luck. Good luck with it. Yeah, grab it from the bottom. It's like our president once said.
I mean, I'll make a deal with you. If somebody here wants to buy 30 of my CDs and then give the bag to the winner, go ahead. That's all you got to do is buy 30 albums.
That's a good plan. I like it. Thanks for bringing those things, you guys. Here's the part of the show where I say, Bert, shut it off. Let the games begin! Jeff's already up out of his seat. Lots of amazing name tags. While you guys pick, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Maria Bamford's new comedy special, Old Baby. Looking for comedy that's a little off the beaten path, like a several-mile detour? Maria Bamford's new Netflix original comedy special is your remedy from the mundane. Bamford performs a rapid-fire, playful stand-up set for crowds at park benches, living rooms, bowling alleys, and L.A. theaters in this roving comedy special. She's savagely upbeat, lovably awkward, and full of surprises. Take a wildly funny trip through a one-of-a-kind comic mind. A prolific voice actor and comic, Bamford also stars in the critically acclaimed Netflix original series Lady Dynamite, based on her own life. And I gotta tell you, I've known Maria for a long time, and she's always been the nicest and the funniest, which is a pretty sweet combo. Watch Maria Bamford, Old Baby, now streaming only on Netflix. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends over at Loot Crate. I've been telling you guys about Loot Crate forever. It is the best surprise you know is coming. If you haven't already, go sign up and get a box of fun stuff shipped to your door each month. Every month features a different theme with new exclusive items. Last month's theme was Investigate and saluted mystery solvers from Stranger Things, Batman, The X-Files, and Marvel's Jessica Jones. Just go to lootcrate.com/Doug to sign up, and you'll get a crate that's valued at over $45 for less than $20 a month. May's theme is Guardians, yay! It features authentic, licensed, exclusive products from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Star Wars, Destiny, and the Goonies. One lucky subscriber will also win a Mega Crate, featuring a premium format Groot figure from Sideshow Collectibles that stands over 22.5 inches tall, as well as many other prizes. Just go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription today. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over, so hop to it and send me pictures of your favorite loots on social media. Again, that's lootcrate.com/Doug, offer code Doug for $3 off any new subscription today.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back! What'd you get there, Jeff?
I got some weed. It's in some sort of contraption, but I'm playing for, Tony.
Yeah.
It's Tony, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's my face on it, too.
Yeah.
How did you make that scary? I'm playing for Tony. He likes Scarface. He made Doug's face, Al Pacino's face, and he made my face the end of the gun.
You're his little thief.
Now, I understand it, but I like to prefer, like, I like to think that that's a... That's just me finally packing it in.
Okay. Whoa, that is a fucking great heckle. I've never heard the words, the letters okay used as a heckle.
Okay!
Who are you playing for, Adam?
Jackie, Full Metal Jackie.
Nice.
I love it.
I like how simple it is.
Yep.
It's a good size. It's got a shithead on the back, so be careful, Maddie. Don't read the shithead on the back. Okay. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Ryan. He's at Saving Private Ryan, then he crossed out Ryan and rewrote Ryan.
Ah, that's... That's pretty good.
And it's my last name, so... Yeah.
My name! All right.
I think Jeff's face is out there, too. Is that you, Jeff?
Yeah, but I was in Saving Private Ryan, so.
Yeah, you didn't have to change me or Jeff's face because we were in it.
Yeah, right at the beginning. Why do you think it was called D-Day? Doug Day.
All right. Great choice, all of you. You can put yours on the ground there, Matt, if you want, but where I could see it, so I'll remember to call him Ryan. I mean, yeah. His name's Ryan. I can't see the other name tags, but that's cool.
Jackie. Tony.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Perfect. Thanks, Jeff.
Tony. Oh, you're welcome. Tony is my guy's name. Is that what you wanted from me?
How much weed did he give you?
I can't get it to work, so that's...
You gotta hold the button.
Just hold
oh
it.
Oh, my God. That's the most aggressive hold the button man I've ever heard. Yeah. God, you sound like the most...
I feel like I don't want to play for this guy anymore.
When you were like, slow, not too hard, I was like, this is how the guy sounds like a difficult John. Did it work?
No.
Can I try?
Yeah, please do.
Because I know how to do it long and hard.
Well, every time I hit it, it does that flashing thing where it looks like I can't tell if it's turning on or off.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But sometimes you have to hit it a certain number of times to get it to work. Yeah, five times. You know what?
Times.
These are my top five times that I've hit this button.
My
5 times.
Slower.
Hey, use your free hand a little bit.
These things are magical in that you don't know if it's working or not until you blow out the smoke, and that because it kind of tastes like it's working, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean...
Hey, give it back to the guy. Maybe he can work on it. Oh, he's going to pack it up.
Oh, is it empty? Maybe that's it.
By pack it up, do you mean leave the building? It's like a reality show. Pack up your weed and go.
Oh, I'd watch that.
All right, we got to play some games. Holy shit. This thing is off the rails. Let's start with a little something called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I'm going to name the most known for somebody's top four, as it were, on IMDb, and then buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. Negative 1 point if you get it wrong. Bonus points for the additional titles. And also, thank you everybody here for choosing the excitement of this over the excitement of the Kentucky Derby. And all the listeners who probably won't even watch the Kentucky Derby.
And to the listeners, surprise, the Kentucky Derby was yesterday.
No, I was implying that they probably would never, anyway. Okay, number one. Grumpy old men.
Walter Matthau.
Oh,
what's
Maddie.
Your name?
Maddie. I forgot how the game goes.
Yeah.
Remember you explained this earlier? You go, when you think of the name, I go, just scream it out. You go, no. Scream out your own name. I'm like, cool, got it. And I just did the other thing, so.
Yep. People tell me all the time, why don't you tell people how the games work backstage? And I'm like, because when I do, it doesn't matter. Same result either way. We might get lucky. They might accidentally do it right if I don't tell them how to do it.
Just got so excited.
But also, I did warn you that there's probably a lot of actors in the movie, and so your guess, Walter Matthau, is incorrect.
Dang it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're already in the hole, Maddie.
Sorry, I was going to lose anyways. At least that's probably the only name I'll get the whole time, so I'm excited.
Well, yeah, lose with dignity. Buzz in first every time. You never know when it'll turn it around. Okay, the second movie is Tommy.
Jeff.
What do you got, Jeff?
And Margaret.
That's correct.
Oh. Nice. I feel like I don't even know who that is, so that's why I know I'm in trouble.
Well, that's the lady who was kind of old in Grumpy Old Men, and then she was a lot younger in Tommy. And
got it.
In Tommy, she has a scene where she rolls around on a white couch while having a lot of baked beans poured on her and the couch. Yeah, it's true.
That
check it out if you like things that are sexy and awful at the same time. Sexiest woman, awful thing happening.
I mean, unless you like baked beans, which I do.
Oh, so if it's onions, you wouldn't be into it?
Nah, if there's onions in that shit, get it out of here. Yeah. I'm not a fucking peasant.
You get onions, the food of peasants. I don't have time for crying, so I don't do onions. Two more guesses, Jeff.
Grumpier old men.
Oh, you're smart.
And, fuck, I don't know. The Italian Job? The first one?
Oh, right. Yeah, Italian Job was a remake. No, the two that they went with were Any Given Sunday and, yeah, the Al Pacino. Don't act like you haven't heard of that.
I've only seen the director's cut.
There's a lot of people in it. And, you know, that's what Oliver Stone's thing, JFK. And then finally, speaking of Grumpy Old Men, both of them were in JFK. Going in Style is the fourth one for Anne Margaret. Going in Style. I guess she's a love interest of one of those oldies. All right. So that means Jeff's got 1 point, and Adam is at zero, and you know what happened to Maddie.
Negative one.
Got Everyone it. Was here when it happened. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one. We're starting her off with Argo.
Jeff.
Oh, shit. Jeff is going crazy on us.
Alan Arkin.
That is correct.
Should we leave now?
Yeah, where are you at, film spotting? Come on, what the fuck?
You should tell him, Argo, fuck yourself.
You heard him, I think. Cool.
Three more guesses, Jeff.
Catch 22. Little Miss Sunshine. And The In-Laws.
They went with Get Smart, Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
And Little Miss Sunshine. One bonus point. And on to the next round. Swing for the fences, boys. I just, as soon as I said the title, I'd say my name if my name were Adam or Maddie. Because Jeff is not, you can't stop this guy today. Back to the Future.
Jeff. Christopher Lloyd.
Both of you could have named at least one person.
I only know the two obvious choices in that movie. I knew it wouldn't be that one. I already tried that with Walter Matthau, and he shit the bed.
I tried to.
One of the obvious choices is Christopher Lloyd, right?
That would be him, right? Michael J. Fox would have been my only two guesses, and they would have been wrong, right?
Right, but you know,
I would have lost another point.
I'm suggesting now, either way, you lose. Okay. What you did, or guessing wrong. Either way, you lose. That's so true. Why not buzz in and guess wrong?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Whoa. Excuse me, sir. Not wrong. I knew I was losing before I took the stage.
All right. So Jeff, what'd you say?
Christopher Lloyd.
That is correct.
Oh man. Come on. Gee whiz.
Okay. There is a part of this game I should have told you about beforehand.
It's just called Jeff Wins.
Sometimes it's thematic who all the actors and actresses are.
Mm.
And Jeff has clearly figured out the theme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool info for me and Adam.
What else you got for Christopher Lloyd, Jeff?
Back to the Future 2, Back to the Future 3, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
All incorrect.
What?
Oh. Yeah, it's Back to the Future Part 2, Back to the Future Part 3. Mm. And Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That's all. That's fair.
There's no Camp Nowhere on there? That wasn't top four? That was a hit.
Yeah, I can't believe... oh, shit. All right, so congratulations, Jeff. You won that game. Very good job. And Jeff, tell everybody what Anne, Margaret, Alan Arkin, and Christopher Lloyd have in common.
They're all in that movie, Going in Style.
Yeah, which was also one of the answers in the first round. So Jeff picked up on all of it. Good
nice work,
work, Jeff.
Thank you. It's as you can see, the audience is sufficiently impressed. They were awestruck, all of them. To the listeners at home, they're all awestruck.
They're exhausted. They went crazy every time you got a right answer. Just all the time. Yeah, listen to that guy. He's still yaying it up over there. Yeah. Let's play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Didn't even bother telling you this about this one backstage because it's this simple. I'm going to name an actor. You guys get to take turns. Jeff gets to go first. He gets first picking during the first round, and then we'll rotate at each round. So each of you will get a chance to go first. But the idea is just name any movie you think is in a person's top three domestic box office all time adjusted for inflation.
Cool. Got it.
3 points for number one, 2 points for number two, 1 point for.
So you say an actor, we say a movie that he was probably in.
Yeah, yeah. If you can narrow it down to something he might have been in,
yeah.
Then you're on the right track for
that's
sure.
That's where I'm at.
For sure, yeah. That's where you're at. Cool. Just name something they've been in. Chances are, if you know they were in it, maybe it was a big hit or even a bigger hit after inflation adjustment. After Tom Brady gets his hands on it. Hey, we're hating on Boston today. Yeah. That's what the theme is, apparently. All right. So, Jeff, you get to go first on this first one, and it is Michael Caine. What is in the top three films of Michael Caine?
The Dark Knight.
He's going with Dark Knight. What do you got, Adam?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay. Maddie?
What was the first one?
So far, we've got The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. Oh, you mean what was the name of the first Batman?
Yeah.
Jaws 3D. That was the name of it.
So I thought your memory was that bad. You're asking me, was it The Dark Knight? What was
just
the first
Batman.
One? Yeah, but yeah, you got to know. And there's no lifelines in this game.
Do I lose points for this right now if I get it wrong?
No, you're cool.
I just don't get points.
You just don't get any, yeah.
Okay.
But you can name something that he was in.
I don't know
what
if he was
happening?
In that.
Why did an audience member say the name of a movie?
He's not even, I'm not even playing for
that. Please don't do that again. The person who did it or anyone else. Thanks. How often that has to happen?
There's an easy way to know if it's your turn.
Batman Begins.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Yeah, see? Thank you. Just give me a second.
Yeah, you just need some time. It's not in his top three. It wasn't worth the trouble, but...
Were the other ones?
Number three, Inception.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it coming in at number two, The Dark Knight Rises. So 2 points for Adams. And number one, The Dark Knight. Three points for Jeff.
What?
Oh. But now this next round, Adam gets to go first, and then Maddie. So they get a choice pickings before it gets around to movie genius over there. Adam, the films of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I had it. I'm thinking between two films, and I'm
right,
going to say
narrowing it down.
I'm going to say Inception.
Okay, he's going Inception.
I was
going
to say that one, and now I'm thinking of the one where him and Bruce Willis do the time travel thing with the murdering.
Looper?
Yes, I'm going to say that one.
Okay, Looper.
Looper.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Is he in that?
Oh. I only helped you on Looper because it's not in his top three.
Because I'm genuinely trying, okay?
Yeah, no. His number three is Lincoln, so you were close.
Close. Oh. Lincoln. That's what I said.
Same letter.
Time traveling where he goes back and plays the end of the time of Lincoln. That's what
I mean. He goes back and he's like, I'm your son. And Lincoln's like, I don't have a son. That was a pretty sweet Lincoln I just did.
I need a son like I need a hole in the head.
Too soon.
Way too soon. Oh, man.
Number coming in at number two. Inception. Yes. So that's two more points for Adam. And Jeff does it again with The Dark Knight Rises coming in at number one. I should also say, Maddie, that the early games aren't that important. They just kind of lead into who gets to go first in the next game. It's the final game where you're really going to have to hunker down and suddenly know something about movies.
I'm excited like I haven't been hunkered already this whole time.
You're totally hunkering. And this time you get to go first.
I'm picking up on a theme and I'm excited about it.
Okay. You get to go first. You will rocket to third place if you get this.
Wait.
We'll call it a respectable loss if you could tell me the number one movie of Mr. Tom Hardy.
The Dark Knight Rises.
That is correct.
And third, it feels good. It feels good to be here.
All right. Jeff, Adam's got a chance to catch up to you here because there is a two-pointer on the board. What are you going to go for his second?
I think I'm going to take a swing at that two-pointer and say Inception.
Okay. Adam, what are you going to pick?
What's left? That movie where he's
this
alone in a car?
War.
Yeah, exactly. Locke, but that's there's no way.
No way. There's
Bronson,
no way.
That's not going to be in there.
No.
Show that off one all with Reese Witherspoon? Come on, man. Say it. Lawless.
Yeah, Locke, I got nothing.
Oh, so exciting. Well, we already know what number one was. Number three, The Revenant. Yeah, he's all like, I'm a prospector. Yeah, I'm going to do an impression of him from each of his films. And then number two, Inception. Inception number two. Two more points for Jeff and an impression of him in that movie. And of course, coming in at number one, The Dark Knight Rises.
We got 3 points for that?
Jeff is once again the winner amongst losers.
No, that's just what Bane would say. I think they're all great.
First loser.
Would you like to throw a donut, Jeff?
No, thank you.
Adam?
It's a lot less fun when they're in a bag. It's like fucking.
Oh, so I can see it now. Are you going to put on a condom? You're like, no thanks. There's just a big box of donuts sitting
and
there.
They look delicious.
Are
they
the
only
stage.
For throwing? I don't know how old they are.
What?
I'm going to stay away from them. I kind of want to eat one. I'll wait till it's over.
You can eat one.
I'm good for now.
People love chewing.
Jackie.
I'll hold the
Full Metal
real
Jackie
close.
Pre-packaged them for me.
Oh,
they're
man.
In the Ziploc bag ready
That's
to go.
That's a classic Jackie move right there. So. Thank you, Jackie. Bless your heart.
I'm just going to wait till that guy finishes fixing his weed thing, and then I'm going to hit that, and then I'm going to eat all those donuts. I'm going to fill my pockets with plastic bag donuts and go to the movies after this.
Is he still trying to fix that thing?
Nah, he probably fixed it.
Oh, it's in his pocket.
He's fine.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Okay. Like, I feel like he's taking it personally and not understanding the fact that there are lights pointed at us.
What's that?
No, it's okay, man. It's just for goofs, man. if you can't figure out that we're trying to get laughs in front of 200 people, then laugh. Don't be a fucking weirdo about your weed thing that's got some sort of thumbprint passcode that we can't figure out. You handed it to me and Doug. If you think Doug Benson can't figure out your weed thing, it's your weed thing's fault. All right? I'm playing for you and I'm fucking cleaning up. The least you could do is be cool about it.
That's probably the only reason he's still here is because he might win.
Okay. No, he's, yeah. All right. All right.
Did you drink it all today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That puts a spin on it.
Yeah. So you didn't drink at all. What happened? You fall off your roof trying to install a satellite dish? Why are you yelling things at random at us? What?
Jeff, this isn't a stand-up show. You don't have to go so hard.
Honestly, as it comes out of my mouth, none of it means anything. I'm just trying to get a laugh because a lot of people are looking at us.
If they just stop looking at us, the comedy would be so much easier. That's why podcasting came along.
Yeah. And then you went and you were like, I'm going to take podcasting. I'm going to put people in front of us.
Big mistake. It should just be us in a room arguing about trivia. But thank you for bringing the offering the pen up, and good luck in winning all the prizes. I think your odds are pretty good.
I think
maybe for fun we should let Jeff pick an actor he's never heard of. For
how
Last
would I
Man
do that?
Stanton.
How would I pick an actor I've never heard of?
Just say a name that you made up. No, then the other guys wouldn't know any movies either. But is there an actor that you're not very familiar with? Like, what about...
Sam Jackson.
Like...
Yeah, what about that?
All right. Seriously,
Ernest
guys.
Borgnine. Yeah, Ernest Borgnine. I don't know very much about Ernest Borgnine.
Jeff, I'm trying to ask them to not be suggesting names right now, because that's not what I've asked them to do, and they're doing it anyway. So let's not...
Oh, fuck, that was one of them.
Let's not engage. No, right no. Here. You thought Maddie said Ernest Borgnine?
I was impressed.
No, I picked somebody from the audience who's going to get to pick the name that we are going to play. Then when we play the game, no one in the audience is going to say a title that they think might be a right answer until I've asked for that part to happen. You all listen to the podcast. What is the problem? All right. Last Man Stanton. Jeff won, so he gets to go first again. And I found a person on the internet named Steve Cox. I apologize. Coke. It's K-O-E-K?
Coac.
Coac? K-O-E-K is pronounced Coac? Holy shit. You have to correct every single person that says your name off of a piece of paper. Right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you've got a perfect name for us?
I think I do. I don't think you've played them before.
It's somebody we've never played before.
Chicago.
From
yes.
Chicago.
Oh
shit! This is not gonna go well for Maddie.
Not even close. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, he is your lifeline. You can go to him once.
Oh, dope! Can I really?
Yeah, yeah.
You just tell me that now. I'm gonna get my ass kicked this whole time. Okay.
I was gonna say. No. Once in this last game.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. This is the game where there's a lifeline, and he's your lifeline. All right. So who's the actor, sir?
Harold Ramis.
Oh. I know him.
The films of Harold Ramis. No. Let's play it just for funsies. Jeff, go.
Ghostbusters.
I play along in this game. as good as it gets.
Ghostbusters 2.
Wait, he's next. We're playing.
We're going around. It's like I've never listened. I listen all the time, Doug.
Ghostbusters 2.
And that happens. That's what happens.
You gotta be careful, man. You gotta wait your turn. There's rules. This is a society.
Lifeline?
What?
Is it my turn?
You can go to your lifeline.
No, I have to.
Well, I just wanted to do it quickly just to prove that Harold Ramis was a shitty name. Great person. I love Harold Ramis, but rest in peace. But he's a tough one for this. You don't have any others? All right, you're out. Jeff?
Stripes?
Yeah? Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You're going to love this one, gang. Vacation.
Nice. Yeah.
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 National Lampoon's Vacation. And... He's the voice of the moose out front of the park that...
That should have told him.
Yep.
He's the moose out front that should have told him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Maddie.
The Ice Harvest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chipotle come in with a sleeper.
Where did you pull that from?
Literally the depths of my soul.
So it's movies he's in or directed we're doing.
It's my turn, right? Mm-hmm. Groundhog Day.
Yeah. The musical version of which on Broadway is really, really entertaining. Right. I'm going to say... Knocked Up.
That's what I was thinking. Sing that one. So is there like a time limit? Can we just like hang out for a second while think about...
I'm quickly proving that this is a bad name.
Yeah. I'm probably wrong. I'm just going to throw a Caddyshack out there. But I
yeah, you're right.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Jeff?
Orange County.
Oh, okay. Club Paradise. I got a nice out of a guy. I think it's a guy. Maddie?
I thought it was your turn. It's my turn.
I just said one.
Oh, cool.
What were you doing while I was talking?
Listening. All right, I got it. I was so deep in like the Rolodex of my limited film knowledge. Scrooged? No. Caddyshack 2.
He didn't direct Scrooged.
Was he in it? Cameo? No. Nothing?
I don't know. Geez. Jeff?
No. Was he Jeff?
No.
So I'm out. So that's what that means.
I think I might be out, but didn't he direct Meatballs? Yeah. Or wrote it or something?
I think Ivan Reitman directed Meatballs. Yeah, Ivan Reitman.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a terrible name.
So why did you think it was terrible? Because we would know too many, or there was...
What?
Why did you think it was a terrible name?
No, the idea is there should be lots of titles to choose from, and a guy who co-hosts a movie podcast doesn't drop out after a round or two.
Him and his lifeline.
Well, we didn't do lifelines because I said I wanted to do
true.
It quickly.
That's true.
Did his lifeline have one? Who's your lifeline? Jackie? Evolution was what you were going to do? I think that was Ivan
Reitman. That was Ivan Reitman.
It's easy to confuse them, which also makes it a bad one. And if anybody ever suggests Ivan Reitman, I will fly over the tables with joy. All right. Now let's get another name. And this is an ugly process because I have to trust you guys. Raise your hand if you tweeted at me that you had a great name. Right, she's got a good point. She won on stage yesterday when we were last night when we were playing Last Man Stanton with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is a perfect one because there's many.
I can start naming some of those.
I bet you can.
Okay.
But we're not gonna do Tom Cruise because also Jeff will still beat you.
I know.
Because he loves Tom Cruise.
That's so much.
He knows the full title of the second Jack Reacher movie.
Yes.
Jack Reacher 2?
Jack Reacher, never go back.
Back in it.
No.
You're looking for trouble. What is it?
No, you're just Jack talking Reacher. While he's saying the facts.
Jack Reacher, : never go back.
That's correct.
It's
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood?
Whoa.
Wait a second. Whoa. There's somebody back there that already thinks that this one's going to get rejected. Elijah Wood, no, I got one. The biggest problem I have with Elijah Wood is just that I can't get the Hobbit titles correct.
Oh, that's nice. Now I know who Elijah Wood is.
Well, I wouldn't want to play with someone where any person on the panel has no idea who the person is, because then that game is over for that person immediately, you know? So that's why I say a very well-known actor with tons of credits, and Tom Cruise is perfect. And I love his I Am Kick-Ass shirt here in the front row so much, and he's so polite. I'm going to go to him. What's your name, sir?
Corey.
Corey. So I apologize for calling you sir. People named Corey should never be called sir. It's just too chill a name, man. I knight you, Sir Corey Feldman. All right, Corey, what do you got for us? And it better not be Corey Feldman or Corey Haim, and especially not Corey Hart, because I wear my sunglasses at night.
Kurt Russell!
Jeff is going to win!
Oh,
congratulations,
man.
Dude.
I'm already smoked.
I'm taking away Jeff's lifeline. That's how confident I am in him.
My lifeline doesn't like any of us, so I wasn't going to go to him anyway.
I'm sure he's fine with Adam. All right, so Jeff, you start us off, then we'll go Adam and Maddie and me. And that's a good title, Maddie and me.
All right, I'm going to say the one I was going to say for Ernest Borgnine, Escape from New York.
All right.
It also
Escape from L.A.
Very clever.
Captain
Oh, wait, hang on a second.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that is the full title. So fucking, first of all, I don't want you to yell full title ever, but especially when you're wrong. Just shut up. Try that.
Captain Ron.
Yes.
Hot flip.
I'm going to go with The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes. You heard me. Yeah, he started out when he was young and in Disney movies, and I will name all of them. Jeff?
The Thing.
Yes. I like the sequel to that movie, The Thing You Do. Sorry, That Thing You Do.
The Adam. Fate of the Furious.
Yes. F8. That's all I have to write down.
Apocalypse Now? Was he in that?
Oh, boy, really? Mm.
I'm so bad. You guys, listen, please relax. Oh, yeah,
please,
Lifeline.
Please
Ryan,
relax.
Help me, please.
Please relax.
It was almost a mob. Did you see that?
So, yeah, no.
The fuck out. You guys,
people lost their minds and all started speaking. Stop yeah. speaking towards the stage. That's what I'm asking for. Can that happen between now and the end of the show, that the audience stops speaking at us when we haven't asked you anything?
Ryan, yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, he's
Everyone
asked
else.
For you, and now you're speaking when I haven't asked for you to speak. All right, Lifeline.
Ryan. Yeah.
Lifeline, yes. Fucking now! Fucking speak! You're so hard to speak! Fucking speak already!
Big Trouble in Little China.
If only the vapor pen had worked, I'd be high instead of angry! What did he say?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, that's a good one.
Be... That's what I meant to say instead of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
It's a Big Trouble in Little China. Apocalypse
yeah, and if a Smarty Pants had said a full title on Jeff, I guess you could say it's John Carpenter's The Thing, but I don't care. All right, whose turn is it?
Yours.
Oh, shit. I got to come up with another Disney movie. Oh, The Strongest Man in the World.
Oh. They made a movie about me.
Have you seen any of these old Kurt Russells?
No.
Because you love Kurt Russell.
Has anybody besides
you? I mean,
you?
I've probably
well,
seen
I'm
those.
Old,
I remember
so, yeah.
watching those, like, seeing those movies on, like, The Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Sunday night. Yeah, I'm sure I've seen them. I don't remember all the titles, so I'm just going to say things like Breakdown.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Adam?
Furious 7.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. Breakdown 2. Second one. Very
Your lifeline's just like, God damn it.
Very, very good hit, that one.
I mean, it's weird that you didn't think of the sequel to Furious 7, The Hateful
Furious
Eight.
Eight?
I was trying to make a joke, but you walked right on top
yeah.
of it. I'm saying The Hateful Eight. Jeff.
Tombstone.
Mm. Yes. That's a good one. What's
that? That guy
is... Are you speaking? Are you speaking again? Are you still speaking? You're the guy that you've been saying like quotes or mentions or things about the movie every time a movie comes up that you know something about. Why?
Sorry.
Sorry. Like, I don't know how to give more signals of my irritation. People still keep speaking. Can you just stop speaking, sir? Thank you. Don't say sorry or anything. Just I get to speak last. We're done. Adam.
I was going to say, this is like my childhood.
It's a terrible time to ring up with an awful father I was.
It sounds like you were a shitty kid.
Yeah. I'm going to say miracle.
Yes.
Oh.
Jeff?
It's your turn.
Oh, sorry. Maddie's out. Yeah. Okay, the barefoot executive.
Barefoot executive. That's a good one. How about, what if I said, do you think I could get credit by saying the barefoot executive decision?
Ah! Nope, that's incorrect.
Executive decision.
Okay. Adam?
Overboard.
Ah! Shit. Fucking overboard. All right, I'm going to tap because I'm too irritated to play. Jeff, you each have a lifeline, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to use mine because I don't want to.
That's right.
Him
I took yours
again.
Away. I yeah. took yours away. I'm sorry.
But he's also the guy
that's
keeps
not
talking.
Why I took it away. Yes. You don't need to bring it up anymore.
I'm going to say a movie called Tango and Cash.
There's one, I just can't believe I can't remember the name of this movie, so I'm going to have to go to my lifeline.
Lifeline. Death Proof? Oh,
that
I like it.
It. I can think of Planet Terror for some reason, but not the Tarantino, so.
Yeah,
thank
it's got
you.
A weird genericness to it, Death Proof, part of Grindhouse, of course, and Jeff?
Tequila Sunrise. Have you spotted any of these films?
You should try Apocalypse Now.
Dude. the remix, the Redux one. Like the director's cut. Maybe he's in that.
Adam, you should do top five Kurt Russell movies you can't think of.
Next week.
I think I still have five.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I love Kurt Russell, but I'm out.
Yeah, it had to happen. And, of course, we all saw it coming. Jeff Tate is our winner!
Sorry, Ryan. I tried, man. But you were doomed from the beginning. I think you knew that.
You want to get these prizes to the winner?
Can you give them to Ryan?
It's like an give it to him as an olive branch of thank you for helping us out and being here and enjoy. And seriously, be careful with that bag because it is a little too... Yeah, be careful. Maddie, Ryan, you got any gigs coming up you want to plug?
I have a show every Thursday in Chicago called Parlor Car. It's a free show in Westtown. Come check it out. Yay. It's at Bar DeVille every Thursday at 9.
Great job, dude. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
Adam
me.
Adam Kempinar, what do you want to plug?
You can find us at filmspotting.net or iTunes, and we're on WBEZ here on Friday and Saturday nights as well.
Is there a place other than locally that, like, another way people could see it, like, nationally?
Our podcast?
No, the what was that last thing? Was that a TV station or
WBZ,
a radio?
No, yeah, it's the NPR station here in Chicago.
Oh, it's just here?
Just here, 91.5.
And you don't podcast that, or it's the podcast on there?
It's a shorter version of the podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, sorry for my confusion. Jeff Tate?
They just do their top three.
Actually, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that seemed like a reasonable cut.
Yeah, I got some plugs. Next weekend, May 12th and 13th, I'm in Houston at the Joke Joint. May 19th, I'm doing a place called Max in Covington, Kentucky. May 26th, I'm at the Syntax in Denver, Colorado. June 14th, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And June 29th through July 2nd, I'm at Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati, Ohio, justanotherclown.com.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Doug Loves Movies is back in San Francisco at Cobb's on June 10th at 4:20, and hope to see you guys in Chicago proper, yeah, at the old Tally Hall. Thanks again to Zanies Rosemont for turning that buzz back on at the very end of the show. I was starting to miss that buzzing sound, and they figured out a way to get it back. And now I think I figured out, I'm no sound engineer, but the buzzing sound is because you don't turn off the offstage mic during the show, and you did today, and then you turned it back on just now, because you're ready to make an announcement as soon as the show is over. I don't know anything about sound, but I figured that one out. Now if I could just figure out how to get the crickets at Meltdown Comics to shut the fuck up. But thank you to Zanies Rosemont and for all you guys for coming out on a Saturday afternoon. As always, Billy Crystal is a shithead. Oh, also, there's some donuts on the stage if anybody wants to come take one and not make a mess with it. That's the important thing. Oh! Now you throw a donut? I'm trying to wrap this shit up on time and you're donut tossing? And I don't understand either of these shitheads. I don't know why either of them are a shithead. Canadian geese are a shithead.
Once again, today's show was brought to you in part by Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. Jeff Garlin is handsome. Detective Gene Handsome, that is. Follow him through the streets of Los Angeles as he tries to solve the mysteries of homicide and his own life. Handsome, now streaming only on Netflix. And of course, thanks again to Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. This month's theme, Guardians, features authentic products from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Star Wars, Destiny, The Goonies, and more. One lucky subscriber will also win a Mega Crate. Be sure to subscribe by 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the 19th to receive this month's crate. And save $3 on your subscription when you go to lootcrate.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and enter that code, Doug, D-O-U-G.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.